right. Hello, everyone. It is just Abby today. We have some unexpected circumstances that I think everyone is dealing with right now. Here at Drexel, we are off of classes for 2 weeks. We were supposed to have finals this coming week, and they were pushed to be online. And then we were going to have our spring break, and then we would come back, except this time we are going online. So classes for Nicole and I will be online until mid-April, where they will reassess and decide if we will be starting in-person classes in May, which is crazy. So Nicole and I are separate right now. I am still in Philadelphia. Nicole is in New York. And she just went back yesterday, so I wanted to give her a little bit of time to adjust and to make sure that she's doing okay. And I also have a couple rants about what's going on, so I figured I'd do a solo podcast today. And we were going to avoid talking about the coronavirus and talking about everything, but I think at this point it's inevitable that we're going to. Mostly because Nicole and I are in the entertainment industry, which is taking a really tough hit right now. So I wanted to get into it. I'm first, I guess, going to talk about Coachella being moved. Coachella and Stagecoach were supposed to take place in April, and they've moved both festivals until October because of threats of the coronavirus, which honestly, I think it's a good idea because the way that this virus spreads is you don't know you're sick until 2 weeks later at most. So there would be a lot of people at this festival, and it's very easily spreadable and contractible from that. So it makes sense. A lot of other live events have been canceled, including tours from some really great artists, meet and greets, anything. And everything has been canceled, and it's really taking a toll on the music industry. So it's kind of scary coming from where I'm at. I'm an intern at a company that does all live events, which is very terrifying for me to see what's going on. We have started working from home. I know Nicole is working from home as well. And it's kind of just a weird, it's a scary time being a senior in college because I am starting to look for a full-time position after school, and I'm scared that these hiring processes are going to be halted because these companies are losing so much money. And I think that it's a pretty valid feeling for almost every senior in college right now. But for someone in the music industry who already is in an industry where it's difficult to get a job, it's going to be 10 times harder. And that's something that honestly has been keeping me up at night. And I know that that's not a positive thing that we want to talk about on this podcast, but I just want to be as open and honest as possible with everyone and saying that, yeah, Nicole and I are really great students and we have some really great experience. But no one saw a virus like this coming and literally taking out the entire music industry, the entire entertainment industry. And so I wanted to talk about ways that you can support artists because you can't go to concerts, which I'm hoping that maybe we will transition to virtual concerts. I know that that's been in the talks for a while, especially with platforms like Twitch where you can live stream things. I'm hoping that the future of the music industry will come a little quicker. It's a question that Nicole and I are asked all the time, you know, where do you see the music industry going? And we always say VR is the next best thing. And so I think that those companies are going to do really well right now with VR technology. I mean, artists could play shows to an empty arena and they'd sell tickets and you just are in your living room, basically. And for the time being, I think it takes a lot away from the concert experience. So it's not something that I think will be a replacement for concerts. But for the time being, I think it would be an interesting situation. Another thing you can do is stream music, buy merchandise, interact with musicians in general. it's a really rough time with this social distancing. And I know it gets kind of scary, especially because our daily routines are flipped on their head. But yesterday I went for a walk, you know, by myself. I went down to the Schuylkill River in Philly and I turned on some music. I put on my New Music Friday and I was just listening to some new music. And honestly, it made me feel a lot better because I had something else to focus on. And I think a lot of this is understanding what's going on, paying attention to the news, but also finding your little escapes and finding what you can do to make yourself feel better. And for me, that was going for a walk or a run. I went for a run a couple days ago. Today, I was doing yoga outside because you don't have to be locked in your room to be social distancing. You can be outside in your backyard. You can be on your front porch. You can go take a walk. You can do what you need to do to stay sane. You can listen to podcasts. And I think it's going to be a really interesting time for streaming. I think streaming already is in its golden age, and I think that now coming up in these next few months, we're going to see really big increases in streaming, not only for music, but Netflix already is, you know, they've been releasing new content so often, and I think that they'll be pumping out whatever their releases were sooner than later because they know everyone's going to be home looking for content. I think Disney Plus is going to do great. Hulu's going to do great. And I think Spotify and Apple Music are going to see a huge uptick in their listenership just because people aren't going to have much to do. So I'm hoping that those little things can kind of help keep musicians afloat. I know it's really difficult and I'm trying my best to make sure that I'm supporting the musicians that I love. I'm supposed to see Harry Styles in June and I really hope that that is still going to happen. I know that he canceled the shows earlier in the tour that were abroad. And I just, it's an overwhelming experience at this point to see your entire life flipped on its head. I teach cycle, as we know, and my cycle classes were canceled for the foreseeable future. And that is one of my hobbies. It's how I tie fitness and music together. And it's very difficult for me to not be able to go and teach those classes. So I know I talked about a kind of rundown of my fitness playlists and how I make them. So I can go through that now. So if you want to follow me on Spotify, it's at Abby Saul, ABBEYSOL. And I have a bunch of playlists for spin. A lot of them have spin in the title, but I do have some theme rides too. I have like a Rihanna theme ride, Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, Jonas Brothers. I even have a One Direction one. And then I have some remixes. So basically my format for classes is every other song is a sprint or speed. So we go speed. Sometimes we're out of the saddle in between. So you're standing, you're doing a running, or you're going up and down out of the seat. And then there's climbs in between. So I'm looking for songs that have a more upbeat pace. So a lot of the time I'm looking for remixes. One of the playlists that I just made, I have a couple of remixes on it. I have a Sweet But Psycho remix by Morgan Page on it. I have Wish You Well by Sigala and Becky Hill, the Benny Bensai remix. I have Griffin and Maya Wright on there. I have the Trampoline by Shade with Zayn on it. So these are all songs that you could hear on their own, obviously, and they're a little bit more upbeat. Trampoline is the cool down for that playlist. But then I have other songs that aren't remixes, like Physical by Dua Lipa, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. I put Say So by Doja Cat in there for a little bit of a climb. And then I use Tabata. So Tabata is like short spurts of more work than rest. So my Tabata is 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. So you're sprinting for 20 seconds, you have 10 seconds of rest. And I use DJ Bada Boy as my like tracks, and they do remixes of songs. And so the one that I really like is the Sia Chandelier one. And I put that in almost every single one of my classes has a Tabata track. and it breaks up the class really well. It separates it. When you hit Tabata, you know you're halfway done. So I really like that. And some of my go-to artists for spin, I always have a Lizzo song. Ava Max has been really great lately. Dua Lipa, Demi Lovato has some really great songs. And then a lot of the DJs that I go to for remixes, I kind of rely on the same like DJs. So some of them I'm looking at, like Cheat Codes are really great. Rehab is really great. Noted is really great. I'm looking through my playlist as I go through this. So if you'd like to follow along, you can see I have a couple throwback playlists. And I'm constantly making new ones so that you don't come to class and hear the same playlist over and over again, which is really fun. And an easier way to do that is I'll take songs from different playlists that I think fit together really well, make a new one, or I'll go through these specific people. Like I'll go to Rehab and I'll go to their artist page and I will pick a song from their artist page that either might be new or that I haven't had in a playlist before and build off of that. And I'm kind of neurotic when I make the playlist, so I have to listen to it over and over and over again because I ride without notes. So there are a lot of instructors that use notes on their bike and I don't do that. So when I make a new playlist, it's about a week before I even use it because I need to make sure I'm listening to it. So when I do my own workouts, I'll be listening to it. When I'm walking to work, I'm listening to it. When I'm doing X, Y, and Z, I'm listening to it. Just so that I know what's going on and that you know what's going on. And then, you know, it all depends on the moment. Sometimes I will post on my personal Instagram a story of what I'm going to be using that day. Sometimes I don't. And, you know, it depends on what I'm feeling, what I'm doing, everything. And so I make all my playlists on Spotify. I know some places use Apple Music. I think SoulCycle uses Apple Music, or you have to buy the songs, or they do something weird with their music. I don't know. But all studios are different, and you can always like look up. I know Cycle Bar, all of their studios are franchised, so you can look up the specific Cycle Bar location that you might be going to, and you can do that, and you can find their playlists, which is fun. So sometimes I pull from other instructors. Yeah. So I'm going to, this is weird because I don't have Nicole here to play off of, but I am going to transition to some other topics, I guess. Things that happened this week. I know we usually like to go through that. So I'm going to look through the new releases. I was listening to New Music Friday this week. Tones and I released a new song, so you won't have to hear Dance Monkey anymore, which I think is kind of exciting. I like this song. It's called Bad Child. I like it better than Dance Monkey. And yeah, I mean, there's not much to say. Go listen to it. Ava Max released some new music, which is really exciting for me. I've been really getting into her lately. And there's a lot of newer, like, I think that Nicole would like a lot of the newer music that's out. Like, Freak with Tyga and Megan Thee Stallion isn't really my thing, but that came out. And obviously, I don't want to focus on the negative things that were happening, so I'm going to try and steer away from it. So a bunch of the big music conglomerates got together this week. Live Nation, AG, CAA, William Morris, Endeavor, Paradigm, and United Talent Agency all got together and had kind of like a crisis meeting to talk about things for coronavirus and everything that they're doing in the level three countries and how they're getting everything canceled, basically. They canceled South by Southwest, Ultra Music Festival, and Golden Voice postponed Coachella and Stagecoach until October. Some of the numbers were very upsetting. Live Nation's market cap value declined 16.6%, which is a lot in the stocks. And its price share, it's went down 13.83% in the stock exchange. All these countries are banning everything. It's really crazy. That was really the big issues this week, was just canceling everything. And I just really hope that we all can kind of stick together and keep a positive attitude in a way. I know that that's hard. And I know that it's going to take a lot to keep our spirits up the next few weeks. But I just wanted to come and remind you guys that we're going to take it one day at a time. And if you ever need a little bit of reassurance, just like a positive light, message us on Instagram or send us a tweet or message us on Twitter. Let us know what's going on, you know, interact with us because we will interact with you. We really don't have much going on right now. And I know that the social distancing thing can be really hard. And so if we all just stay connected with, I'm so thankful that we have the tools that we have right now, that we can FaceTime, we can talk on the phone, we can Snapchat, we can do all these things, even though we're separate. And I think that that's really important to keep ourselves not going insane. I think that social distancing doesn't mean social isolation. I think we all need to keep that in mind. So check in on your friends, listen to some of your favorite music. I'm going to go listen to some Maggie Rogers, and we're doing our best. I know that this episode this week was really short. And honestly, it's really difficult to do a podcast by yourself. So shout out to those people that do that. I don't really listen to anyone that does a podcast by themselves. But if you do a podcast by yourself, I mean, props to you, because I don't know how you're doing it. I miss having Nicole here. So we will keep you guys updated on what's to come. Hopefully we will start to figure out what to do. I know we're going to start looking into some platforms to figure out how to record distance-wise. So if you have any suggestions on how we should do that, I know Skype for Business, we can record some stuff, but let us know if you have any suggestions, if you do podcasts, whatever you may do. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.
What the what's next? Go and cash your bad checks.
You got a white dick in your pocket. You bought a big hat, but you lost it. Cash in, cash out while you still can. So you waste time on your big dream, then you get scammed by a TV. Drop in, drop out, it's a good plan. Soft call, summer tan, racking up debt. Now I can't come back in a cold sweat. So what you gonna do next? Don't cash a bad check. We're down and out, baby, I don't care. I wanna feel like a millionaire.
So let's get to it. Ain't nothing wrong.
What the what's next? Don't cash a bad check.
What the what's next? Go and cash a bad check.
Try to act me, crawling through the city on the hands and knees. You spent a bad year in the wrong bed. Start a new life where you play dead. Nothing's ever easy. Soft call, summer tan, racking up debt. Now I can't come back in a cold sweat.
So what you gonna do next? Go and cash a bad check.
We're down and out, baby, I don't care.
have a credit card and use it. If you don't, no problem. Just have your checking account number ready when you call.
Next, go and cash your bad checks.